Colette Smart joins us on the line. She is a registered adolescent psychologist, a qualified teacher, speaker, author, media commentator, and most importantly, a mum of three. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Emma.
Haven't got much on your plate at all, do you? No. Now, Colette, I want to chat to you today about anxiety in teens. It's on the rise. Tell us what it is and what we can do to help our teens.
Well, I think the biggest thing we need to talk to teens about is that it's actually a normal part of growing up, being anxious. But I think one of the biggest reasons anxiety can simmer under the surface for some teens and we kind of don't see it initially is because many of these very anxious teens tend to be very good at their grades at school. They're liked by others. They're well-behaved. They're meticulous. They follow rules because they're so afraid of stepping out. They're so anxious about standing out that they try to do everything perfectly well. And so they put intense pressure on themselves, not only to do well, but to be perfect all the time. And so their expectations and perceptions are disconnected from what's really accurate or realistic in life. So really, the stats are around 1 in 4 teens have anxiety, like real anxiety issues, and then it's slightly more for girls seen in girls than boys in high school, and then also children with anxious parents will tend to display more anxiety. And so people will often say to me or say to a parent of a teen, well, what has she got something to be anxious about? She does so well in her tests. I often say to teenagers and my students at uni, I say to them, a little bit of fear or anxiety in a controlled way is not a bad thing. It's part of our fight or flight mechanism. It actually tells you to run away if there's danger. In days gone by, we would have run away if we'd seen a leopard in the bush. So that fear is protective. A tiny bit of anxiety or fear actually forces you to study for your exam because most of us think, oh, I don't want to fail, so I better study. The problem is when it becomes enormous and it actually starts to take over their lives. So our young people start to worry that things will just go wrong. They begin to ruminate and it becomes a downward spiral. They avoid groups and activities. They become very rigid in their thinking and very overly sensitive to criticism by teachers or adults. And then the worst part for them is if their mind goes blank when they are asked to make a decision. So it can be quite debilitating for them.
And how can we as parents help them?
So one of the biggest things I tell my teenagers, and I tell lots of teenagers, is something that is actually a psychological term called the spotlight effect. The spotlight effect is actually, in a sense, what it says it is. When you walk out, if you pretend you're walking out on a stage and the spotlight is on you and the whole audience is black, everyone can only see you. Now, all of us have a little bit of this. When you're anxious, you tend to feel like you are that person on display for everyone to see. But what I tell young people is everyone's got the spotlight effect and everybody's spotlight is shining so brightly on them. They're so blind by their own spotlight, they can't see you anyway. So actually helping them to put in perspective that most teens are feeling anxious. But then also, really important, help them to plan, to have routine. So things like breaking down their tasks that they're anxious about, break it into chunks. Let them use a diary and journal. Writing down and planning is very important for them. Putting books out the night before, clothes out the night before. But then also parents, when your children are teens, don't micromanage. You have to start stepping back. Give them lists and help them to own it. Help them to own the list and start to make decisions for themselves slowly. And then I say to parents, pick your mountain. So if for your child, I'm actually dealing with families that always at this time of year whose children are very anxious about school camps. So I say to them, if your child is anxious about the high ropes, speak to the school. Your child's mountain is just getting on the camp. They can sit out of the high ropes. Or if they feel like they need to call mum every night to say goodnight, it's not a big deal. For them, their mountain is getting on camp. So getting teachers on side, others on side, to actually just pick the mountains for your children and tackle those, and don't run away from everything. Help them to face it, but help them to face it in chunks and sizes that are manageable for them.
Some really good advice there. Colette, thank you so much. I think some of those tips actually can also carry over to adults who are also struggling with anxiety. Colette Smart, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And if you want to read more and hear more from Colette, have a look at colettesmart.com.